Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you that are listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at, doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us. The email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So thank God for this blessed day. Once again, I know those of you that last heard me and Brother Robert Gross was on together on Thursday. You may have heard said, hey, we'll be back on Tuesday together. And I was looking that for I might be out of town, but plans change. So praise God, we're going on, and we're going to deliver the word today. We're coming on this Sunday. For those of you who follow us on Blog Talk Radio, hey, you know how we do this. We always open up with prayer before we go into any message, any lesson. For those of you that are first-time listeners, that is what we do. Amen. Praise be to God. So my brother, Brother Robert, is going to join me as we await until he come on. Amen. I just want to say to those of you that are listening, we are starting a new series today. Amen. And it's very important. And there's a few reasons why it's very important. Number one, for us as Christians to know about these other religions. Now, why do we need to know about it? So we can practice it? No. That you may know how to minister to those in these other religions when you have to minister the gospel of Christ, plus that you may know where to stay away from these teachings and doctrines of these other religions that is against the doctrine of Jesus Christ. So God, you know, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, when you look at the scriptures, he don't just talk to us, but in many things he said he warns us. He wants us to beware. Just like he said, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, okay? Jesus doesn't want you to be naive and just run into everything, amen, without any sense of warning. And therefore, we are warned, even when Jesus talks about the Pharisees, he warned his disciples to beware of the doctrine of the Pharisees, okay? Beware of the teachings of those whose teachings is against my word. This is what God is saying. And so God is saying the same thing to you as a Christian, okay? We're not to be out there nonchalant, naive, and talking about, well, we're saved, everything will be okay, God ain't going to let this happen or let that happen, without us doing our part, amen? We have a part to play, we have a part to do, amen? And too many of us as Christians, we are taking on a nonchalant spirit, and then when we are given a command from God to study to show thyself approved, or to seek the scriptures, we won't do it. Now, I'm going to pass my brother on here. Praise be to God. God bless you, brother.
God bless you. How are you?
Oh, blessed today. Blessing the Lord. Thank God for you, brother. And even more blessed now that you have joined me on here so we can put some more knots on the devil's head, hit him in the knee. We're going to step on that toe. Okay, we're going to step that toe, and we're going to have him grab himself in three spots. He ain't going to know what spot to hold when we get finished hitting him. Amen?
Amen.
Praise be to God. So as I explain it to the listener today, we're on a new series tonight, and it's dealing with these other religions, and we're dealing with one of them tonight. And like I said, some as Christians would say, what do I need to know this for? You know, what do I need to know about these other religions? Well, once again, you need to know what to beware of, because Christ told, once again, his disciples, beware of the doctrine of the Pharisees. So you have to beware of every teaching that is against the teaching of Christ. Okay,
yes.
Jesus don't expect us to be naive. That's why he said, beloved, try every spirit. Okay, He didn't expect you to just, oh, okay, whatever they say, if it's God, it's God. Okay, that's what we do. And then another thing we need to know about them, because we need to know how to minister the gospel to them, okay?
Yeah.
There are some people in these other religions, they have been deceived. There are some people in these other religions actually think this is God, okay? They actually think it's God. And so God wants to use his people to have the gospel to deliver the gospel unto them, amen? And then another reason we're doing this is because there's perhaps now the series we started on is called Christian Science, okay? What they teach, what they say, and then we come with the Word of God. Now, there are some who may be Christian scientists out there that perhaps they're going to be listening to what we say. Well, we want to minister the Word to them and let them choose. Amen? That's what we want to do.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I want to say it to those of you that's listening, this series is going to be, if I could use the word in one sense, broad series, but it's going to have different parts. And what we're going to do, and just like starting out tonight, I'm going to start off with 15 to 20 minutes introductory, giving you a scripture and all that. And then my brother going to come behind me and give you another 15 or 20 minutes from the Word of God also concerning the subject we're on. Amen? And so,
amen.
Therefore, then, after that, we will go into prayer. So tonight's topic is Christian Science. Now, once again, the question to some of you that are believers who may say, once again, what else I need to know about, why I need to know about this? Well, number one, notice it's called Christian Science. And it's sad to say, some of us as Christians, if it had the word Christian on it, God on it, and now the devil even got more slicker, he even putting the name Jesus on some of this stuff, we actually think it's from God. And we
Amen.
Don't search it up. We don't seek nothing out. We take it at face value. So somebody tells us, say, hey, I got this from Jesus, as long as we heard the word Jesus, we think it's okay. And we think it comes from Jim. But glory to God. But we got to do like Jesus said. He said, search the scriptures, okay? And then he told
Amen.
Us to study that serve thyself approved. So we're going to start off on the Christian Science tonight. The title is Christian Science, the Godhead. And what we're going to do tonight on the subject of what they say concerning the Godhead, because actually they call it a Trinity, and sad to say, some believers call it a Trinity. But I want to call it what the Bible calls it. I want to call it what the Word of the Lord calls it. I want to call what is the Word of God calls it, and the Word of God calls it the Godhead, okay? The Word of God doesn't call it the Trinity, okay? I want to call it exactly what the Word calls it, okay? And I'm going to call it the Godhead. So I'm going to start off first. I'm going to let my brother open us up with prayer, and then we're going to go right into the lesson.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before your face with thanksgiving, honor, glory, blessing,
yes,
and praise, Lord God. Father, and we acknowledge you, O Lord Jesus. Lord God, that you might give us strength, that you might give us light, that you might give us understanding this day as we come before your face, O Lord Jesus. Let the eyes of the understanding be enlightened, O Lord God, that they may understand your word with their ears, with their eyes, with their mind, Lord God, and with the spirit, Lord God. With their spirit, Lord God, that they
yes,
may
Lord.
Open their eyes to the understanding, O Lord Jesus, by their desire, seek truth in Jesus Christ's name. Bless them, O Lord God, with your knowledge, with your wisdom that come from your gospels, that come from your word, that come from your prophets. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Father. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, brother. We are going to go into this message now, the lesson. As I told y'all before, it's going to be have different sections, and they're going to have different parts. But we're going to be delivering the Word of God to you from each one of those parts. Amen. So you may know. Amen. Now, I want to start off with a little bit of the history concerning this Christian Science, okay, because this is why God said, let us know, too, that history is important, okay? And I want to start off with the history concerning Christian Science, where it started or who started, the founder, you name it. Now, Christian Science was the matriarch of the what is called the Mind Science family, with a large and growing membership, secular and religious respect, and great wealth. The mother church dominated the mind science movement, okay? Now, that was called a mind science movement. And the one that started this, or who been credited for starting what is called Christian Science, her name was Mary Baker Eddy. Now, I'm going to read a little bit of this history, and each time we do a part, I will give you a little bit more history on the introduction. I want to give you a little bit of the of one part of this history right now, and then we'll go into what they say about the Trinity. Now, once again, I told you that in this mind science movement that was called, so to speak, that Christian Science had come about, and the one that was given credit for starting Christian Science, once again, her name was Mary Baker Eddy. Now, one of the things that influenced her, as it was said, to the formation of this so-called theology was she had an illness, okay? She had this particular illness. Now, it said that one can either accept the reality of one's illness or reject it, and Mary, and her name was also Mary Ann Morse Baker, and as we go through time through the different parts, we may talk a little bit more why she got so many names to a name. But anyhow, Mary Ann Morse Baker chose the latter, okay? She was a nervous child afflicted with a spinal weakness that caused spasmodic seizures, okay? And these seizures was followed by prostration, which resulted in a complete nervous collapse. So she had a spinal weakness, and it caused these seizures. Now, I'm talking about one of the things that, quote, influenced her to start this Christian Science, okay? And I'm talking about the illness. So she had this weakness, spinal weakness. It caused her to have seizures, and she would lay out in a complete nervous collapse. Now, because of her spinal weakness, she committed herself to the care of this man named Phineas Parkhurst Quimby in October 1862. Now, who was this Quimby man? Quimby was one known as a mental healer, okay, who believed that illness and disease could be cured through positive thoughts and healthy attitudes. By changing one's belief about the illness, she believed herself to have been healed by him on November the 7th, 1862. The inauguration of Christian Science didn't occur until February 1866, when Miss Eddy claimed that she had a near-fatal fall on an icy pavement. And when she had this near-fatal fall, she said she was instantly healed when the healing truth dawned upon her senses. And that's in one of her books she wrote. Okay. Now, I want to stop it there on that history right there, that part of the history. So what influenced her to one of the things that influenced her to start this so-called Christian Science is this: she had this illness, okay? And then all of a sudden she says, okay, she goes to this man named Quimby, and Quimby was a so-called mental healer, and she believed she was cured through him. So then after that, she had an incident where she said she almost had a fatal fall on an icy pavement, and she said she was instantly healed when the healing truth dawned upon her senses. Now, it's true that some of our thinking can affect us, okay? But if you listen to how they put it, there was no recognition of God in the healing, okay? There was no recognition of Jesus Christ, none of that. It's all about your mental thing, okay? The Jesus is subtracted out of that, okay? So that's one of the things that influenced her on starting Christian Science. Now, like I said, each time we do a part, I'm going to give you a little bit more history on that. But I wanted to start that off tonight. Now, one of the things we're talking about tonight also in the teaching of Christian Science is what they talk about and they call the doctrine of the Trinity. Okay? Now, once again, You have many that call it Trinity, even some Christians talks about the Holy Trinity. I don't like using that word because I want to use what the Word of God calls it, okay? I know I understand that Trinity is dealing with meaning with three, but I want to call it what the Word of God calls it. And if you were to get a Bible concordance, you would not see the word Trinity show up in the Bible. But you will see the word Godhead mentioned at least three times in the Scriptures, okay? So the Godhead dealing with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, I want to read to you what Christian Science says concerning the Godhead. Even some call it a Trinity. And then what we're going to do, me and my brother here, we're going to show you why we believe from the Scriptures. And get this, if you are a true believer and study the Word, you should believe this yourself, that why there is one God. Okay. This is what Christian Science has to say about the doctrine of the Trinity, or really known as the Godhead. This is what they said. They said, and this is what Christian Science teach. This is started by, once again, Mary Baker Eddy. And her teaching is the theory of three persons in one God, that is a personal trinity or a triunity, suggests polytheism. Now, in other words, polytheism is the belief in worshiping of more than one God. Now, glory to God. And so they said that if you're saying that the Trinity or the Godhead is three persons in one, making one God, they say you're believing in polytheism. And I tell them that that's not true, because if I would have said there was three gods, then yes, okay. But when you read the Scriptures, especially what Christ says about how he created man, you'll notice that there's names given to man being a tripart being, spirit, soul, and body. And when you look at the scriptures calls the outward man your flesh. He calls it the outward man. And he calls your spirit the inward man, okay? So when I say three persons making one God, that don't mean I believe in polytheism. Now, if I say that the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, for example, that's why we have to watch our terminology. That's why I don't go say God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. I don't say that, because now you're making it like there are three different gods. I say the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, okay? Those three persons make one being, okay? Three make one, one God. Hallelujah. Then they go along and say, well, about the Trinity, they said, Christian who believes in the first commandment is a monotheist. And a monotheist is one that believes that there is but one God. Well, that's what we believe, that there is one God. So that's what we're looking at tonight, as the Scripture shows us that there is really one God, okay? One true God, one true and living God. So I want to start off with this one Scripture, and then I'm going to let my brother come in and chime in with the Scripture that God gave him. So let's go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 45. The book of Isaiah, chapter 45. And we're going to start, why do we believe that there's one God? Well, I believe because the Word of God said it. Amen? That's selling for me. Okay? I'm going to believe because God said. I'm not going to believe because I feel like it could be all right. We ain't going by feelings. Okay? I'm not going to believe it just because, well, I think God could be right. No, I believe it because the Word of God says it. See, that's what God's faith is. God's faith is not believing God because you feel it. That's not God's faith. God's faith is not believing God because you think it. God's faith means I take God at what he said because he said it. That's God's faith, okay? That's the God's faith in operation. The God's faith does not lean on your emotions or your own thoughts. It leans on believing God, okay? So if there was a wall in front of it and you knew Jesus was talking to you and Jesus said, go through that wall, you're just going to go through the wall, period. You know, so wait a minute, Lord, wait a minute. There ain't no way I can make it through that wall. But then, you're not going into God's faith, okay? And that's just an example I'm giving it. Now, Isaiah chapter 45, and we're going to look at verse 5 and 6. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 5 and 6. Now, this is what the word of the Lord says. This is what God is saying through the prophet Isaiah to his people. Amen? And he says, I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord. There is none else. Now notice how many times the phrase that God says in those two verses, how there is none else besides me. Now, when you find God repeating something to you, he's really trying to get this point over to you, okay? If you find, see, God just don't repeat something to hear himself talk, okay? He don't do that. And if you notice that in those two verses I read, you notice how God said, I am the only God, there is none beside me, and you notice how many times I read that in those two verses. Because he said, I am the only God. He said, there's none beside me, period. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is the true God. There is no, you know, Jehovah's Witnesses believe that there's two gods. They call him Jesus the little G God, and then take God the Father, okay? But
Amen.
See, as a Christian, if you don't start searching and studying for yourself and quit going with people talking about, well, Jehovah's Witnesses, because they even start labeling Jehovah's Witnesses as a Christian organization. They say, Jehovah's Witnesses is a Christian organization. I said, what? I even hear them say, Masons are a Christian organization. Well, this is where some Christians get caught up because the word Christian is thrown in there. They go, oh, wow, okay, well, since they're a Christian, God didn't say be naive. You got to search stuff out. You need to search what they're teaching, okay? You got to search that out. You can't just run with it. You getting on the horse and just taking off running with the message. Come on, Paul Revere. You can't do that. You know, you're running with a message, but you ain't checked it out. Amen? You ain't checked out the message. You just running with the message. If you ain't look at the message and you delivering the message that say, I'm finna blow y'all up, and all of a sudden you give it to the people and they say, you finna blow us up. Wait a minute, I ain't say that. Well, see, you ain't look at the message. Okay? You got to look at the message. God said that there is no other God. There is no God beside me. And he made sure that he kept repeating that in those two verses. He said, there's none beside me. And once again, if you find God repeating something to you, one of the reasons why he's doing it is because he's trying to get this point over to you. Don't lose focus that there is but one God, and besides me, there's no other. Don't lose focus. So when you get these other religions coming in here telling you about some other gods, God said, don't lose focus now. He said, because I'm the only one. But see, we want to go with in the name of peace. Well, you know, the Lord said be peaceful with all people and love everybody. Well, guess what? He didn't tell you love means accept the doctrines and the teachings and abomination. That ain't what love is about. If that was what love was about, we could take the whole Bible and throw it away. What we need to know about what God thinks and what his doctrine is, if the love was about accepting what the other religions bring. You understand what I'm saying? Because they have gotten off the mark. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I want to mention one more thing after this, and I'm going to turn over to my brother. Let my brother come with this, the word that God is giving him on this subject. I noticed that God said in verse 5, he said, I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. Now, here's the thing that's interesting about the word girded, because God said, I girded thee. Now, we know that the Bible was not originally written in English. The original writing of the Bible, the Old Testament, was written in Hebrew, and the New Testament was written in Greek. So, therefore, when you're looking up words and you want to look up what was the original word there before it was translated, and since we are in the Old Testament, the word girded, we need to look up in the Hebrew and see what was the meaning of the regular Hebrew word there before it was translated girded. Well, the original Hebrew word there meant to belt bind, to compass about, to gird up, to gird with. Okay, it said to belt bind. Now, we know that a belt is used to hold up somebody's pants. and is used to keep it from falling. Amen. So when the Lord said, I girded thee, God said, I'm the one that kept you from falling. I'm the one that held, glory. I'm the one that held you up. I girded thee. That's why he said, I am God, and besides me there is no other. No other, quote, God could have done in holding you up and keeping you from falling like me. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, I'm going to let
Amen.
My brother jump in on here with the word of God given him concerning why we believe that there is one God. Amen. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to start in that same chapter that you're in, okay, brother? The 18th
Amen.
Verse.
Amen.
It's the 18th verse, okay? It says,
Amen.
For thus said the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he that has established it. He created it, not in vain, he formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else.
Wow.
Now, the Bible has, if you read the Bible correctly with the Spirit of God, okay, with the Spirit of truth, okay, or with a seeking heart and a seeking mind, you will always come to the conclusion that there is but one God.
Amen.
Now, just because God's doing many things, okay, don't get that confused, okay? The Godhead is one God, okay? One
Amen.
Lord, not Trinity, okay? Because
right.
if you say the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, like that, okay, and you separate
yeah.
those three, okay, you say these three persons, okay, are one, okay? They're
yeah.
not three persons. They're the same God doing the same, him doing all of this work, okay, himself. Okay, this is the Lord God, okay? Okay, and he has said many times in his word who he was, okay? When you go to the first chapter of Genesis, okay, and you read that Genesis, the first chapter, well, do you know that this woman here, she didn't believe that.
Right.
Mary Baker Eddy did not believe that God created the heavens and the earth.
Amen.
And she didn't ever come up. I don't think she ever came up with no conclusion of who created it. Okay, but God just got here somehow. You know.
Amen. Amen.
You know, but did she ever say it, brother?
You made a good point because she never did say. She said, in fact, she said it was a lie, that Genesis first was a lie. Okay,
yeah,
but she never said who made
yeah.
it.
Yep, yeah. And she said, the Genesis 2 and 7, she referred to that, and she said it must be a lie.
Yeah.
Because she said, and then the number two thing she said, the ancient versions, the 30,000 different readings in the Old Testament and the 300,000 in the New, these facts show how a mortal and marital sense stole into the divine record on you, darkening to some extent the inspired pages. In other words, she said men wrote the scriptures. That's what she's saying.
Right. Right.
But these are her words, okay? Okay? In other words, men wrote the Bible. That's what she's saying.
Right. Yeah.
So she's telling you right there, you can't trust the Bible. Listen to what I'm saying.
Amen.
I know. Okay, that's what she's telling you. Right?
Amen.
But
Amen.
The Lord said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. If you don't believe that, if you don't believe it, that God created the heavens and earth, okay, and you don't believe that he's the maker of all things, well, go to the go to John, the first chapter. What does it just say in John, the first chapter? How did it start off there? It says, in the beginning was the Word.
Amen.
And the Word was God, and the Word was with God, okay? It's telling you how it's possible for God to do all these multiple things, okay, and they all come from him, okay. It ain't no three
Amen.
Persons, okay?
Right.
It may be three manifestations, okay, but it ain't no three persons. Get that right. Do you know the difference between a manifestation and a person? God making himself known, okay, in these three different ways. He's making himself known by the Holy Ghost. He's making himself known by Jesus Christ, and he's making himself known by what else? By the Word, okay?
Yeah.
That's how God makes himself known, okay? In the beginning was
yeah.
The Word was with God, the Word was God, okay? The same was in the beginning, okay, with God. It was the same, okay? So when you're looking at Genesis, the first chapter, you're looking at John, the first chapter, okay? It's the same. God is
right.
God is declaring to you who he is, okay? From the old to the new, I'm the same. I have not changed. I'm the Lord God. I'm the only one, okay? Just like it says here in Isaiah, 45th chapter, there is none besides me, okay? None else.
Amen.
Okay? And just because the Lord said that there's many gods, he don't mean it in that sense that they are gods, okay? What does he mean
yeah.
then? He means that people are worshiping them as God, okay?
Right.
Just like the woman Eve, what did she do in the garden? Did she listen to the serpent when the serpent told her that, oh, God lied to you?
Yeah.
It's the same thing this
mm-hmm.
woman said. Eddie, you know, she says, oh, God lied, you know?
Yeah.
The serpent said, God has lied to you because he's trying to keep that knowledge of good and evil to himself. He know that you're gonna know this, okay? And he don't want you to have this knowledge, okay? And so the devil's playing the same role, okay, that he played back then, okay? And he's always calling the word of God as a liar, okay? But the devil is the liar, okay? But and this is error, okay? But this is not just error. This is error that causes men to lose their soul, okay? And it's not just error, okay? When a person just make a error, okay? I'm talking about something that has to do with their salvation, okay? And you say, well,
right.
I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. I believe that he lived, suffered, and died, and rose from the dead, okay? And I believe that he shed his blood for me. And that's what you believe, okay? You believe that he rose from the dead, all those things, right? But then you're
right.
like, because of your religion or because of your church, you might say something like, well, if you don't do this, if you're not baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, or you might say, if you're not baptized in the name of Jesus only, you're not saved. Something like that, okay? That's an error.
Yeah.
Now, they don't have, that's not going to destroy your salvation. That's just an error because that could be straightened out.
Right.
But when you come up and say that, hey, God lied. God did not create the heaven and earth. Okay, you laying down right from the beginning that you don't believe in God.
Right.
So what basis are you calling yourself Christian Science?
Right.
Because you're trying to make some money.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
A lot of churches, a lot of places, a lot of people are into making money. They're trying to get what they can get. Okay?
Amen.
The tithes is not God. The offerings is not God. They go into that man's pocket to do whatever he wants to do, and this man might be, they might be supporting this man, okay, or this woman, you know, with church funds. You
Amen.
Know, that's not God's way. How I know that's not
Amen.
God's way? because from the beginning was not, it was so okay. And the Lord... the Lord set it up in many different ways, okay? You know, in the Old Testament, you know, when the Lord gave them their law, he told them that, he told the priest, okay, that they couldn't take the things of God and just live off of them, okay? God would support that person, okay? God would support that person, okay? But that person couldn't just take the things of God and live off of them, okay?
Amen.
And you see that you see many of those men labored with their own hands, okay?
Amen.
To support
Amen.
Themselves. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way churches are supposed to operate. They're not supposed to operate with say, "Well, I'm giving me a couple of new cars with this money here. I get seven new suits, okay? $2,000 each, okay, this year, okay, and I replenish my wardrobe, okay, and yeah, you guys are going to pay for me a house to stay in."
Yeah, yeah.
That ain't supposed to happen. The only way a person of God is supposed to be supported in any way is because they have given themselves wholly to the gospel, okay? Then
Amen.
The church is supposed to support them and their family, okay? But not
right.
in that way where this man is living luxuriously out for the things of God, okay? Because the tithes and the offering is supposed to be for the poor. That's what it's supposed to be for. It's not supposed to go
Amen.
To that man in his pockets and enrich him.
Amen.
Did you see Jesus walking around with the best? Did you see him walking around with the best? Did you see him with Jesus riding around in the chariot? Huh?
No.
Did you see Jesus with 100 bodyguards? Okay. You ever see Jesus doing that? Did you see Jesus build a big old church, a big old building? Did you see Jesus do that?
No.
There ain't nothing wrong with a big old building, you know?
Yeah.
But you got, but usually when people get into this part here, okay, when they start doing things like that, okay, it's theirs. That building belonged to them. That church belonged to them. That's become a religion, okay? And so many things are religions, okay? You got false religions, okay? And then you got just religions, okay? You got pagan religions. You got all kind of religions, okay? And this is one of those religions, this Christian Science thing, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
And she talked about, and she has all these theories, okay? She was a smart woman. She's a very smart woman, okay? But she said that Jesus Christ is not, I'm going to read what she said. She said, "Christians who believe in the first commandment is a monotheist." Now, brother just said that would mean they only believe in one God, okay? Like the Hebrews believed in, okay?
Right.
Thus, he virtually unites with the Jews' belief in one God and recognize that Jesus Christ is not God.
Hmm.
So that what she's saying that Jesus Christ is not God.
Amen. yes, she is.
Declared, but is the Son of God. When she gave him that dib, okay, that he might be the Son of God, that's it. Now, what's so important about that? Because if Jesus Christ was not who he said he was, and the prophets and everybody bear Jesus out there, he shall be called what? What does it say in Isaiah? He shall be born of a virgin, right?
Amen.
And Isaiah says he's going to be born of a virgin, right? And
right.
He shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, okay? Now that's the
Amen.
Godship. That's the Godhead, okay, of Jesus,
right.
okay? He is the Lord. He is God. He is the one and only God, okay? Not because God is manifesting himself in a different way, okay, don't get that confused, okay? Don't get it confused.
Amen.
Don't throw out the bathwater, the baby with the bathwater, okay? and see, what we end up just throwing God's word out the window.
Right.
And spiritual Christ was infallible. Jesus as material manhood was not Christ. So she's separating Jesus and Christ
right.
from each other. Do you see that?
She's doing all types of dissecting and with the people. And like I said, to those of you listening, we're going to get into all of that because you need to know this. You know, brother, some people, they listen to that and they think it means nothing. But
yeah.
it means more than what you think. Because when you get to somebody saying, okay, Genesis was a lie. Genesis first chapter was a lie. Genesis second chapter, a lie. And then you go on to say, well, Jesus is not God. And then now you want to take the knife and cut Jesus in pieces now and say, Jesus is not the Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you study dissecting all the way down, you know, and you're making
Amen.
It worse. And there's some people who actually, brother, just take to this and say, hey, you know, that sounds like that may be right, you know. Come on. Amen.
Yeah, but you know what? You know why it sounds to people? Because they don't have the spirit of truth. And then they don't know how to separate the lie from the truth, okay? And so you can be easily deceived, okay, especially when you don't know what the word of God says, okay? That's why you study the word, okay, and understand what God has said, okay, where God shows himself in the scriptures, okay? He manifests himself through the scriptures. He shows us who he is. He shows us what he does and what he will not do, okay? Things that God will not do and things that God cannot do, okay? Now, he's all-powerful, he's almighty, but there's some things God will not do.
Right.
And some things he cannot
right.
do. For instance, God cannot lie.
Yeah.
God cannot sin.
Yeah.
God cannot tolerate unrighteousness, unholiness
right.
in his presence, okay? Do you understand
right.
that? He's a holy God, okay? And you have to understand that God has a character, okay? And he has preferences. What's preferences? That means he has things that he prefers and things that's built into his character that you, if you don't do this, what happened to the people of Sodom and Gomorrah? What happened to them?
Oh, the judgment and destruction.
Did not God destroy Sodom and Gomorrah and five other cities on the way because they
right.
were so sinful? Did God not do
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Well, see, we think God would never do nothing like that anymore. We think God would never do nothing like that anymore, okay? Well, then, hey, what about just a little, what about the time of Noah? When God said
yeah.
to Noah, because the sin has come up before me, Noah, I want you to build an ark, and I want you to preach to these people while you are building that ark. And I'm going to instruct you how to build this ark, okay? All the materials that you're supposed to use, everything, I'm going to instruct you how to do it. But I want you to preach this word to them and tell them that they're going to die in their sins if they don't repent, if they don't enter into this ark. Now, that was their
Amen.
Only hope of being saved, to enter into that ark. Do you
Amen.
Know that God did not bite his tongue when he said that he was going to destroy the whole earth? When God said that, was he lying or what? Did he do it or what? Was
he
it
did.
A worldwide? Well, that's evidence that there was a worldwide flood. Okay.
Yeah.
And people, and man knows this, okay? Lord has, but they still trying to say, oh, I doubt if that really happened. It did happen.
Amen.
And you know how you know that? You know how you know that happened? Because in some mountains, they find fish bones, and things like that. Things that should have been down in the ocean, down in the water, they found those things up in mountains and things like that, you know?
Yeah.
Scientists found those things, okay? But the Lord said, by the things that you see, God's gonna show His arm and God's gonna show His wonder, okay? All these things are true, okay? The Word of God. It's true. I better stop talking. I'm sorry.
Well, no, brother, go ahead, brother. I mean, we're gonna go into prayer in a few minutes. Just go ahead and finish what you're saying.
Okay. In order to know what God is saying in the Old Testament. If you don't know what God is saying in the Old Testament, you can't know what God is saying in the New Testament, actually, okay?
Right.
Because the old was before the new, okay? If you can't understand that, and those men at that time, okay, were not saved men. They were not saved, okay?
Right.
It was
right.
No way for
them
to be saved because it was the Holy Ghost did not live in men, okay? The Holy Ghost only came upon some men that was anointed of God. To give His word, like kings, prophets, and people like that, okay? They had the Word of God, okay? But the Word of God did not dwell in them. It dwelt upon them, okay? And that's a difference,
right.
Okay? When you read about Samson, the power of God coming up on Samson, it came up on him and gave him great strength. And then he did the work of God, okay? But it's important for us to understand that the whole Word of God is like it fits together like a puzzle, okay?
Right.
It all fits together like a puzzle, and it's line upon line, it's precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, okay? That's what you'll find in the Word of God. God is pointing you to one thing, that He is the Lord, there is none other beside Him, okay? That He made the heavens and the earth, and that He is the one to look to. He's the one to worship. Okay? All worship, all praise, all honor, all glory should go to Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's the only one. And that's the one that you know, that was God in the flesh. When Jesus Christ came, He was God in the flesh. He was the Word made flesh, okay?
Amen.
So,
amen.
I mean, you could say the manifestation of God in flesh, okay? It's the same, but
right.
It's the same God, okay? It's the same. It's the same Lord. And then look at this. How the Lord always said, I can do nothing. I can only do what the Word tells me to do, okay? I can only do what the Father tells me to do. Okay, well, what does the Word of God do? The Word can't do number what God tells it to do, right? That's
right.
What Jesus Christ is saying, that's what the Godhead is all about, okay? God does what He says He's going to do, in other words, okay?
Amen.
How is it that the Lord worked it out for our salvation? The Lord said, I sent myself, I sent my word, I wrapped my word in flesh. I came in the volume of a book. I wrapped myself in this flesh, okay? And the Father sent me. And I'm sending the Holy Ghost. The Father sent me. I'm sending the Holy Ghost. That's the way God has worked it out. Now, don't try to overthink it. Okay.
Right.
It's a mystery, but don't try to overthink it, okay? Because you're trying to get past the grace of God, the mercy of God, the goodness of God. Okay?
Amen.
That He would come down and live among among men, that he will come through a woman, okay, that he will come through flesh, and that he will become one of us so that he could save us, okay? Is that so hard to understand?
Well, we made it like it here, brother.
So, and it's so simple, okay? You can add it up. I mean, you could say it in one word, okay? That there is only one God, and he is the Lord. And because men went away from the Lord, God works hard to bring them back to him, to get them salvation. That's and he did it at his own expense. I mean, because he the one had to carry that cross. Jesus had to carry that cross, okay? Jesus had to bear our sins. He had to bear all. What does the 53rd chapter of Isaiah say? Okay, about he that was to come and that was to bear our iniquity and bear our sins and bear all the things that we should bear and bear our stripes. Okay, and take our stripes upon him. Okay, okay, and for the sins of many he would die. Okay, who is it talking about? The only one to do that was God. Man couldn't do that. But they trying to. But what the world is trying to do, the world is trying to. But this is the devil. The devil with his different religions. Okay. And this is one of the devil's religions, okay? And how you know it's not just a religion, but it's also a cult. You know what a cult is? A cult is something that's not based upon the scripture. It's not based upon the basic gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, okay? It's based on something else outside of the gospels. That's error, okay? That's a cult.
Amen.
What other things can I name? I'm just going to do this one example, okay? Mormonism, okay, it's a cult, right?
Right.
Catholicism is a cult, right?
Yeah. Right.
And Hinduism is a religion, but it's not a cult because it don't claim to be Christian, okay?
Yeah.
Buddhism is a religion, a false religion, okay? But it's not a cult. You know the difference? You see the difference there? Okay?
Right.
Well, that's the difference, okay? And see, the devil is so subtle, he knows how to suck people in, and he knows your niche. He knows what you, he knows your flesh. He knows what you will accept and what you won't accept. Okay, so the devil says, well, I know he will accept this. He's gonna accept this because he believes this, and he don't believe in Jesus, so he's gonna accept Islam.
Right.
That's how the devil does all the things he does. Okay, Islam is also a false religion, okay?
Right. Amen.
But religion itself, what is religion? Religion is just something that I believe, okay? Religion could be anything. Anything I choose. Get you a dictionary, and sort it out, okay?
Yeah.
Anything could be a religion. My shoes could be a religion. I could make my shoes a religion if I want to. How can I make my shoes a religion? By saying, oh, my beautiful shoes, nothing like my shoes. I get up every day and I thank my shoes. Okay, I put my foot in my shoes. I love my shoes, okay? Or your socks, anything could be a religion, okay? Your wife could be your religion, okay? Because you can love her more than you love God.
Right.
That's what religion is. Religion is anything that replaces God, okay? Ideas of men, okay? And some religions, okay, are good if they stay within certain standards, okay? And what I mean by some religious beliefs are good if they don't step on God's toes and they don't try to say, hey, this is above God's word. you know, they don't move out of their place, okay? If they take back seat to what the Word of God says, then they all they're just like a tradition of men, okay? You can brush them aside, okay? But if a man says, this is my whole life is I believe this. This is what I believe in. And some people say, I was born a Baptist and I'll die a Baptist. That's not good to say that kind of thing, okay?
You're right.
Because that's a religion, okay? Baptist is a religion, right? And on the part that the Baptist is not a religion is the part that they basically believe in repentance, they believe in faith, and they believe in Jesus Christ. Okay, they believe in the basic gospel of Jesus Christ in order to be saved. Okay, but some of the stuff they believe is not good, and that's with all churches. Okay, so what is it that you believe that is not God's word? Sort that out. How do you sort that out? Well, you know, the difference between the spirit of truth, and you find out the difference between the spirit of error. And Lord told us to search, okay, and he told us to try the spirits, okay? Why did he tell us to try the spirits? When some come to you and say, this is true, how are you going to try it? Well, how you
try
it
by the word.
If I say to you, for instance, God is sending an angel, and this angel is bringing the everlasting gospel, like it talked about in the 14th chapter of Revelation. Okay, he's bringing, just like it said, in this angel is actually appearing to a man, and he's bringing this gospel. Okay, do you believe that? I don't believe that.
Amen.
Ain't no such thing.
Amen.
People won't buy that, okay? They won't buy the thing, even though Jesus Christ said many things that would be a part of the gospel, okay? In the gospel of Jesus Christ is many things that people do not preach.
Right.
Okay?
Amen.
And it's not because... Some of it's because of how they was taught, okay, but most of it is because people get into one rut and they stay there, or they go get into a hole and they stay there. They say, well, I'm satisfied with what I got. I don't want any more, and they don't seek for further truth, okay. But the spirit of Jesus Christ is the spirit of revelation. It's the spirit of prophecy, okay? And so God is supposed to lead you from one truth to another truth, okay? And he's supposed to lead you away from error. And he say, and Paul said the word of God is like a sword. That's what he said. He said the word of God is like a sword, two-edged sword, okay? Which divides between the soul and the spirit, okay? And it's a discerner, okay?
Amen.
What's a discerner? That means it knows the difference between light and darkness. It knows the difference between a lie and the truth. Okay, that's what it is. Okay.
Amen.
So we're going to show you, okay, is the spirit of error, the spirit of man. Okay, the lying spirit of man, the lying spirit of the devil, the lying spirit of this world, and the lying spirit of the flesh, okay? We're gonna show you all this, okay? All right? In this series. It's important that you know. Because if you don't, because these are the days of deception. Do you know these are the days of the mark of the beast?
Amen.
If Christian Science sucks you in, you really get sucked in by the devil's church.
Right.
And this ain't the devil. The Christian Science ain't even the devil's church. It's just a bunch of errors, lies.
Yeah. Right.
So what you gonna do when the devil comes with all deceitfulness? Okay, when he comes with all deceitfulness, okay, when he comes as a roaring lion, what you gonna do when he comes like that? Okay, When you do you know? Well, I'm not gonna go through into that, okay? Yet, okay. But the Lord has, okay. The do you know that the church was wiped out? The church was wiped out years ago, okay. Back, I guess it's, you could say starting like a 30-something A.D. A little after Jesus Christ left, the church was what happened to the church? They began to beat up the apostles. Okay, they believed.
Yeah.
They told them they can't preach. They told them, that's going to happen again.
Amen.
Do you know that they are passing a law to tell Christians that they cannot preach the gospel, that they cannot tell people that they are in sin, that you cannot tell. If you cannot tell a gay person that they're going to go to hell if they in sin or they die in their sins, you can't tell anybody nothing about sin. They trying to bring a law that says Christians cannot teach what the gospel of Jesus Christ says. Okay, they can't leave people alone. Don't be telling nobody that they in sin because we don't believe that. And who is it that don't want you to know that you're in sin? The devil.
Yeah.
The devil don't want you to know that you're in sin. That's what all these different religions are all about, okay? That's what all the error is all about. That's what all the lying, deceiving is all about. That's what all the people believing that UFOs is coming to us, okay? And this is all the deceit of the devil, okay? The Lord can reveal to you how the devil is working, if you would believe his spirit, because there ain't no invaders coming from outer space, okay?
Amen.
But you would believe that because the devil gives evidence. How does the devil give evidence that what he's saying is true? He gives evidence, okay? He said, didn't you see that flying saucer? Didn't you see them pictures, okay? You see that? That ship that came and it zipped real fast across. Well, that's reason why those things are okay. But all these things are because to deceive mankind, okay, and not believing in what the Lord Jesus Christ says, okay. Because
Amen.
if you believe that men is coming from outer space. Okay, you're not going to believe that Jesus Christ, okay? You're not going to believe in him. You know why? Because you're going to believe what you see with your eyes, okay? You see that? You see that flying saucer? Oh, I saw that with my eyes. You can't. That's how the devil. Well, how does the devil fool people spiritually, okay? Do you know it's a great spirit of deception going out, okay, in spiritualism, it's called psychic. The psychics, and mediums and things like that, okay, they are declaring that the word of God is not true and that people do live on the earth after they're dead. That's, you know, you heard about ghosts, right?
Right, right.
Well, they believe, most people believe that the dead live on the earth, okay, still live on the earth. And they believe that there's many doorways, doorways to hell on the earth, okay? No, there's not. All these are lies, okay? All this is deceit, okay? And see what the devil is trying to do. The devil is doing all these different things that he's doing. He's using the mediums. He's using the psychics. He's using false religions. He's using all the things. He's using everything, okay, to make man not believe in the word of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, okay? And that's
Amen.
What he's trying to do. He's trying to stop
Amen.
Men from believing what the word of God says, okay? Because what the devil's saying, well, I show them, I believe, because And see, because people are so, and you know why the devil is able to do all these things that he's doing? Do you know why he's able to do all these things he's doing? Because people has given him their trust. Okay?
Amen.
But the reason
Amen.
Why we the reason why we preach the gospel is so that men can have a choice. Okay? Even if you never repent of your sins, I am commanded of the Lord Jesus Christ, and all those who are born again of Jesus Christ is commanded to bring you the gospel, to teach you the gospel, to show you that you are walking in sin, okay, and to point you to Christ. That's our job. You may not like us, okay? You may not like
yeah.
us, okay, but we have to tell you the truth, okay, and the truth hurts a lot of times. The truth does hurt, okay, sometimes, but it's a healing. It's also a healing. If you accept the truth, okay, then the Lord can bring you out of that thing, okay? The Lord can bring you out of those out of those bondages and those things, and that's what it's all about. Because all these things, all these false things that man presents are entanglements. They are curses, okay? They are bondage. They are like what you can putting chains on your arms, okay? Chains around your body. Okay, ropes around you, okay? It's like putting yourself
Amen.
In a cage, okay? Taking the key and throwing it over there so you can't get out. That's what and that's what all these false
yep.
religions are all about, okay? So we're going to teach you, okay, what the
Amen.
Difference between error and truth. That's what we're talking about.
We're not trying to talk
about these religions, okay? We don't hate these people, okay? Well, who we hate,
Amen.
The one that we can fight against, is the devil. Because the devil is
Amen.
Deceiving these people, okay? That's the one that we hate. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. The devil is pushing all this garbage, okay?
I'm going to break in on okay. you right there, brother. Sorry to interrupt you. We're going to go into... As we're getting ready to close, our time is getting ready to come down. What I wanted to do, brother, also, if you would, we're going to go into prayer for, you know, the people that are in Christian Science. Pray for people who may, there are some who may be even contemplating joining. You know, it may be someone listening somewhere in the world, because this message go all over the world on Blog Talk
yeah.
Radio. That may be someone listening to us who may be in contemplating. Maybe the followers of Christian Science have been talking to them, say, hey, come and join us. And they need the word of the Lord. And maybe
yes,
there are some in Christian Science who, you know, I believe God is dealing with these people in these
yes.
in all these different religions and stuff, and they're knowing something is not right by what they're eating.
Yes.
But they just can't
yes.
put their finger on it. But I want you to pray for them as we get ready to close. And I want to announce
okay.
to the people before we close, as my brother get ready to pray, on Tuesday, me and my brother will be back with Christian Science, the Godhead Part 2. Okay, we're going to do a Part 2 to the Godhead. We're going to talk more on this and how that they, in one sense, saying, hey, if you believe in one God, that's good because you're saying Jesus is not God. I said, no, we're not saying that. So we're going to get on that Part 2. About showing where the word said Jesus is God, okay? That's what's going to be coming up as we go into part two. So I'm going to let my brother close out this broadcast with prayer to pray for those who are in Christian Science, for those who are maybe contemplating joining, and you know, amen, that the word of the Lord would steer them to the right place. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. Holy Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we ask you, Lord God, Father, to bless all the listeners, Lord Jesus. Lord
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
And we ask you, Lord Jesus, to give them, Lord Jesus, a desire of truth, a hungering and thirsting after truth, after righteousness.
Yes, Lord.
After the way, Lord God, calls them, Lord God, to to be inquisitive and to seek you, Lord Jesus. Cause them, Lord Jesus, to ask the questions, O Lord God. Hallelujah, of truth, O Lord Jesus, that lead to truth, O Lord Jesus. Father, we bind the spirit of error.
We
bind the spirit, O Lord God, of lying, deceiving, O Lord God, deceiving of the devil, Lord Jesus, this lying spirit, this deceiving spirit, this spirit of religiosity, we bind it, we cast it out in the name of Jesus Christ. They might have a chance to hear the word of God, that they might have a chance, hallelujah, to get themselves to Christ, that they may have a chance to make a decision in Jesus Christ's name. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord God, if there be any people, Lord God, seeking you, bless them, O Lord Jesus, hallelujah, to come out of that error. To come out of that doctrine, O Lord God, and if there be any people, Lord God, that's standing on the edge, O Lord God, that's seeking to become Christian scientists, O Lord God, bless them, Lord Jesus, Lord God, to hear this truth, O Lord God, and to turn away from error, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen and amen. Praise God. Thank you, brother, for that prayer. Thank God for all you that are listening. Once again, don't forget tomorrow night, Brother Emmanuel Murphy will be on with the broadcast, whatever the Lord gives unto him. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. Then on Tuesday, me and Brother Robert Gross will be back on. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. with Christian Science, the Godhead, Part 2. We'll be coming with a Part 2. And like I told you guys, hey, we're not trying to, this is not purposely done to try to hold time, but we want to give you as much as the Word of God that we can give you on this particular thing that you may be informed. And some of you, you know, you may be saying, hey, what's wrong with it? You know, but when we bring the Word of God to you, we're going to bring the Word of God to you, and then guess what? We're going to let you choose, because that's what God told us to do, give you the Word, but let them choose. Amen? So praise be to God. So once again, we thank God for all you that have been listening, and for Brother Robert Gross and Brother Nate. We love you all. God bless you. God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother.